I'm joined in the studio by Timothy Glasscock, who's artistic director of Louisville Vocal Project, a group that is affiliated with Bellarmine University. Timothy, welcome. You've got a concert coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes, on September 30th at 3 p.m., Louisville Vocal Project will be performing at Fern Creek Baptist Church. We're a little further out of downtown than we usually are, but it's a lovely room and wonderful people to perform for. Louisville Vocal Project is founded for Renaissance music as well as for new music. We do a little bit of everything in between, but it's a 16-member ensemble. It's mainly all a cappella. We do the occasional accompanied piece just to break up the programming and the texture. But we're doing a lot of 16th-century polyphony. We're doing a lot of stuff from recent. We've got stuff by Melchior Franck. We have two new pieces, not new pieces, obviously, from Jakob Arkadelt, but new pieces, at least for North America. We can find no evidence they've been performed.
Oh, awesome.
And we definitely can't find any recordings of them. So those would be, there's a Jakob Arkadelt Agnus Dei. He has several of those out there, but this one doesn't appear to be among them. It's a wonderful piece. Arkadelt, you know, they really kind of pigeonholed him into the area of madrigals and secular music, but he had an enormous output of sacred music as well. And we're just now finding some of that stuff. And then our second Arkadelt piece is his Pater Noster.
How did you find these works that haven't been recorded?
Our historian, Richard Burchard, who's been with Bellarmine for a number of years, probably 20, and has been with he's a co-founder of Louisville Vocal Project with me, does a lot of research in early music and transcribes things. So Richard stumbled across these pieces a number of years ago and has spent a good deal of time transcribing them and editing them. And, you know, he does enough of that we have a lot to choose from. So we not only perform pieces that Richard has composed, because he's a prolific composer being published all over the country now, but we're also performing some of the newly edited stuff that he has. It's going to be really neat.
Excellent. Yeah, I've sung his works myself on occasion. But what else do you have on the program?
Well, we're doing Samuel Barber's Let Down the Bars, O Death, on Emily Dickinson. It's a really neat, very short piece. And, of course, being by Emily Dickinson, it's not the most cheerful of subjects, but it's a lovely setting. We love Barber. We're also doing Angelis Suis by Josef Reinberger. I don't do a lot of music by Reinberger. It's been a long time since I have, but recently in just going through things that I keep in my files, I've fallen in love with a number of things.
He's Romantic Era.
Romantic Era, yeah. That's right. This is some of our spice to keep it from being all Renaissance these days. Mm-hmm. So his Angelis Suis, and our soloist on that is Alex Redden, whom a lot of people in town would know. He's sung for many years as soloist with the Bach Society.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the Pablo Casals Ovos Omnes, another of our 20th century piece. We're going to be doing Kinley Lang's Estolus Digo. It's a really neat Spanish piece. It's a 21st century piece as well. And we'll also have Melchior Franck's This Is the Day the Lord Has Made, which we've translated into English. It's obviously in German. It's a really neat piece. It starts out with a solo. Every single verse starts with a solo, and it goes into full choir.
Oh, nice.
Very exciting, very energetic. We're also doing a 20th century piece by Paul Otto Mantz. A lot of people don't know a lot of his works, and that's because he really spent most of his time as head of the fine arts department at Concordia College, instead of full-time composing. And so not until after he died did his work really start to get out there. This particular piece is entitled In So Lord Jesus Quickly Come, and it's probably one of his most well-known works. And he wrote it while his youngest son was ill.
Mm.
And while working on it, the emotion, you can feel the emotion in the piece. It's really well-written. It's really gorgeously set. But they had reached the point where they believed that the young boy would die. And so his father said, you know, this looks like it's time for us just to become resigned to the fact that we will lose our son. And instead of continuing to work on the piece, which he had hoped would be something he would finish when the child recovered, they went ahead and published it. And consequently, not a few weeks after that, the child did recover. And so the emotion of that time helped him to create a really beautiful piece, but the terrible event they were dreading didn't come about. I think our newest piece, the newest piece that'll go on this program, is another new Richard Burchard piece. This is Richard Burchard's setting of My Old Kentucky Home, which we plan on doing. It's just sort of a little tidbit at the end of the concert. Richard's been composer in residence for University of Kentucky for the last couple of years for their choral program. And this is one of the pieces that they've premiered that we're going to be re-premiering, at least for Louisville. And we've got a number of other concerts coming up this year that will be probably a larger portion of them will be Renaissance stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's in December. We have our Advent and Christmas concerts.
We're talking to Timothy Glasscock of Louisville Vocal Project about their upcoming concert Sunday, September 30th at Firm Creek Baptist Church. That's 5920 Bardstown Road. You can go to Facebook and you can find Louisville Vocal Project there. Tell us a little bit about the Fern Creek Baptist and what it sounds like for a choir.
Fern Creek Baptist is a lovely space. It's a very crisp sound inside. It doesn't have an enormous amount of ring to it, but it's perfectly in tune and just about perfect for choral music. When you sing in the room, you can hear yourself impeccably. We're a 16-member ensemble. It's all professional singers, and they are all commenting on just how gracious this room is to sing in. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're hoping it's just as gracious to listen in as it is to sing, because when you sing in there, it's quite a thrill.
Yeah. Well, some people might think a huge cathedral might be optimal, but many times voices just get lost in such a huge place like
that.
Yeah,
the larger the room, the more chance you have of missing a lot of the details. And we, don't get us wrong, we really like the large spaces. There's something exciting about that. We're very fond of performing at St. Boniface downtown. Mm-hmm. Has a particularly fine acoustic. But there's just something really intimate about the sound at Fern Creek Baptist, and the people there are really welcoming and wonderful. In fact, I'm hoping that after we do this, some more of our compadre groups in the Louisville art scene will make it out and perform for some of the people out in Fern Creek. They appear to be really excited about the concert coming up, and not a lot of classical music makes it out that far.
Right. So this is Sunday, September 30th at 3 p.m. at Fern Creek Baptist Church, 5920 Bardstown Road. Timothy Glasscock, is there, I suppose, tickets at the door?
Tickets are available at the door.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It was a great concert.
Thanks, Alan.